Okay, the next presenter is Regina the Dr. Anderson wrote, and you know the title is like a chess exam as a program requirement for the undergraduate students. So Dr. Rose is a faculty member in the Department of Health and Exercise Science at the Truman State University. She received her PhD degree from Southern Illinois University and has over 10 years experience in community and public health conducting health promotion program planning, implementation, and evaluations. So, please, Dr. Eichen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so first things first, the legal stuff. I have nothing to disclose, so there's that. The learning objectives, really simply, briefly, I'll explain the eligibility for certified health education specialist, but I'm sure you're all pretty familiar with that based upon the questions that were asked in the beginning and how many of you are CHES or NCHES certified. Describe two examples, so specifically I'll get into depth about how we use the CHES examination as an undergraduate requirement at Truman State University. Just point out a couple of other universities that are doing that as well. And then describing strategies to address potential challenges to doing so at your university. So quickly, CHES eligibility, as you most likely know, you must have a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree from an accredited institution of higher education and have an official transcript with a degree or major in the discipline of health education. Then I listed some of the examples. Well, they're specifically from NCHEC's website, so I lifted what NCHEC said some of the examples are and put them in my PowerPoint. Or an official transcript that reflects at least 25 hours, or you can see on there the quarters requirement with a grade of C or better that reflect the seven areas of responsibility. So our youth at Truman State University, the logistics to start with, the health science major began in 1995 at Truman. At Truman State, all graduates are required to have some sort of graduate exit examination. In 1995, that graduate examination requirement for our majors was the GRE, but in 2000, that graduate exit examination became the CHES exam. At our university, the assessment office actually submits the registration information on behalf of students, so when they suspect that it is time for them to take the exams, they begin sending them a flood of emails saying, really, are you going to graduate? Do we need to get you registered? When the student responds, if the student responds, then they will register them for the examination. If the student doesn't, he or she won't graduate or will find themselves having to pay for the exam for themselves. The students also have to sign a score release, which is really important for us because we use the CHES examination results as a form of evaluation for our curriculum. And of course, our university, as I said, we pay for the exam for all of our students, which is really a excellent perk, I think, for them. More specifically, as Dr. Redican and Dr. Edmonds were just discussing, we do have our curriculum mapped to align with currently the HEJA competencies and subcompetencies. On the horizon is to go back and look at them and look at HESPA and to make certain that we are aligned and pointing out which courses are meeting specific subcompetencies. We have them labeled as to whether or not we're introducing the concept, emphasizing it, or reinforcing it in the course. And then we also have specifically which artifacts we're measuring that with within the course. So is it some sort of authentic assessment that we're doing with students for a given subcompetency? Is it a test that we're measuring them on specifically? But it's all laid out. We have it not only for our core courses, but any elective courses that students must take as well. Obviously, the core courses being the requirements for all of our students, so all of the subcompetencies are addressed within those core courses, but again, we have a separate document that notes the elective courses that students may take and which of the subcompetencies are addressed. Further, for student preparations, they have their 4 years, their curriculum, that is designed specifically to prepare them for the CHES examination. In one of their senior level courses, we have the NCHEC Companion Handbook as a course textbook, so they're going through that in class, they're going through practice examinations in class. It's great preparation for them prior to taking the exam. It makes the students feel a whole lot better prior to going into the exam. The practice CHES quizzes, so they take the practice quizzes that are not only available within the book, but also we have a faculty who will go through and write shorter quizzes, so she designed some questions just to help prepare them for the language of the type of questions that are going to be on there and give them a little extra practice in addition to what's already in the book. And we have hold study sessions for our students as well. So we've done this a couple of different ways. As I said, within one of our senior level courses, the textbook is used, and then some of the students are assigned a given area of responsibility, and they have to put together study sessions for their peers within the classroom. We've also held study sessions outside of class in which faculty are assigned given responsibilities, and the students, the most motivated students, come to those evening sessions and bring cookies because that makes everything better. For faculty and students alike, cookies make everything better. And we go through those areas of responsibility again with our students. And really, because the curriculum is mapped to align with the sub-competencies that are designated currently with HEJA, it's review. By the time they're seniors, they should be prepared without any of this additional studying to take the CHES exam, but it really is a great preparation to help alleviate stress for them and just to go back over some things that maybe they have forgotten during their 4 years. So student success at Truman, I posted up here data from the last 5 years, the number of students that we had taking the exam, the number that passed, and then obviously the number that failed as well. So I'll give you a minute to sort of take that in. And that bottom row is our success rate for the last 5 years, with 86.5% of our students passing the examination upon their first attempt at point. And again, we have these results because we do require that students sign that course release or that score release if they want us to pay for their exam anyway. They have to sign that. You can see there's been a little drop in fiscal year 2014, and I'll discuss some of the challenges that we're starting to see with students and having the CHES examination as a requirement and some of the discussions that we're having about how to overcome some of those challenges. Some additional examples of use just with regards to actually the CHES examination being a requirement. Certainly many institutions strongly encourage graduates to take it, but UNC Greensboro does require students who are the community health education major to take the exam, and Master of Science in Health Education at Mississippi University for Women also requires it of their students. So some of the advantages. One, we think it, when we really promote that, it creates more marketable graduates. We're seeing more and more in job descriptions CHES preferred or CHES qualified showing up, and so it's something that our students can put on their job applications and that employers can have some sort of sense of, we understand what they're coming in with, this basic set of competencies. So we think it's a win-win for both students and employers. And so we really emphasize that to students about how this is an excellent tool to market themselves, not only for jobs potentially, but then later on if they go on to graduate school, it's something that certainly can look good on graduate school applications. It offers us an opportunity to evaluate our curriculum. And so as we saw in those pass rates that I just showed you, we did see a drop in the last fiscal year. And so we're talking as a faculty, what does that mean? What do we think the reasons are for why that drop is there? More and more institutions of higher education really coming under examination with regards to, are you really producing a quality graduate, what does your degree really mean? And so this is an excellent way for us to evaluate that, provide that accountability for our major. It really looks great for administration to go, you see, we are doing something for students. We're not just taking them here for 4 years and then turning them out, not being job market ready. So it's an excellent way to gain some accountability as well. It serves as a recruitment tool for us. You'll be hard-pressed to find anything from our department, specifically with our major health science, that doesn't say something about how you're going to be a certified health education specialist and be prepared to sit for a national examination. And how at every Truman Showcase day that we have, we talk to parents and go, they're going to have this wonderful certification. We're going to prepare them to have this. They're going to be marketable. They're going to put this on their resume. So we really use it as a recruitment tool for our program, a big selling piece for it. And we're supporting the health education major. I think it's been really great seeing more and more employers asking for that CHES certification, or at least being CHES eligible to take the exam. And so we're really continuing to support the value of the CHES certification and what it means for our profession. So plenty of advantages, but certainly it comes with challenges as well when you talk about making the CHES examination a requirement for students. And one of those potentially may be a lack of student buy-in. And I'll talk specifically about strategies to overcome each of these. But when we saw that drop in our 2014 pass rate, we get a list specifically of the students that pass and don't pass. And upon quick examination, the faculty within our department went, oh, yes, we could see that. Not because they were students who were lacking in skill or in competency. They were students who really should have passed the examination, but it appeared that there was a little bit of a toxicity, if you will, an attitude about the examination of, oh, I'm going on to do X, Y, and Z after I graduate, so I don't need this. I'm not paying for it. I'm going to show up because they tell me I have to and not really care one way or another how I do. And so that was our perception as we viewed the list of who didn't pass in that year. Part of that, I think, is because our major continues to grow and grow and grow, and so it's difficult to keep that connection sometimes with students as your majors continue to grow, but your faculty hasn't grown that much in number. And so there could be some difficulties there. So we'll talk about strategies to overcome that and to really reinforce the student buy-in and the value of the CHES certification. One of the students told me specifically additional student stress when it comes to that requirement. And I want to say we require that students take the examination. We don't require that they pass in order to graduate. But we have a lot of type A personalities at Truman. They're very keyed up about tests. And so it is an additional student stressor for them. So we'll talk about overcoming that. Cost, obviously the examination isn't free. Some strategies to overcome that challenge. Potentially a lack of support from administration. This is not an issue that we have at Truman, but in my previous institution, we did actually put forth the potential to require the CHES examination as a graduate requirement, and we were shot down with that at the next level of administration. They were not in support of that. And then the examination schedule and other potential personal conflicts that students may have of that. So we'll talk about some strategies there. So that first one, the lack of student buy-in, one of the things that we think is really important is embedding the value of CHES in your culture. And one of the things we do at Truman is all of our incoming students are required to take what's called a Truman Week course, which is a 4-day course that meets prior to the actual regular start of the semester. In that course, we introduce them to the major and really tell them what it means to be a health education specialist. But so from very early on, really talking about what CHES is, what the value of CHES is, and as we looked at seeing that sort of drop in our pass rates, thinking about how we can go back in and talk more and really reiterate the value of that CHES certification, pointing out more and more of those job postings that are asking for the CHES certification, I think is going to be important. And again, looking at how in our department we identify, we are CHES. That's what we do, and that's who we are. And so really reinforcing that throughout the curriculum and emphasizing the value that that's going to have for students, I think is going to be key to getting that student buy-in. Regarding additional student stress, because certainly they do voice their concern about that, I frequently remind students when they say, I haven't even studied, go, really, for 4 years, that's what you've been doing. You have been. So while you may not have realized it, that's what we've been preparing you to do all along. So reminding them of that, of while maybe you haven't sat down for hours with your CHES book and studied, you've been in school now for 3.5 to 4 years, depending upon, or almost 4 years when they take the exam. So they have been preparing for a while, reminding them of that. Emphasizing to them that a passing score on the CHES exam does not mean making an A, right? It's usually closer to around 70%-ish, approximately, that you have to get on the CHES exam to pass. And so it's not having to get the 90% that so many of them seek. And so while certainly we don't want to say, you just need to get about a 75% and you'll be okay, reminding them that if you don't get a 90%, you can still pass and it will be okay. And incorporating the CHES study into classes really is important. Having those separate study sessions, again, while our curriculum is mapped to meet all of those sub-competencies, it makes the students feel a lot better and serves as a refresher to them if they haven't covered a particular area in a while, and so just depending upon how they sequence their courses. And so they say the feedback from students is that it really is helpful from them to have that. Cost. at Truman, it's an evaluation line item for us, and so it's built in all majors across our campus. Obviously, that's not something that is necessarily going to be the case at every major or at every university, but there are other ways as well. And one of the things with student buy-in that we did also consider was telling students that we will pay for it, but only if you pass the exam. So that's another strategy that you might use as well to help cover costs. But embedding it into lab fees potentially so that students' loans and grants can help to cover that cost for them if you opt to have students pay for it as opposed to paying for it yourself. But again, when it comes to that evaluation piece and more institutions being looked at for, are you really providing something of value? In my opinion, I think we should be spending money to evaluate our programs, and it is money well spent. A lack of support from administration, as I said, not an issue at Truman, but it might be at other institutions. And at my previous institution, we were met with some resistance. So I think emphasizing this piece on evaluation and accountability to administration is going to be really, really important. And I think if you sell it that way to your administrators, you're going to be more likely to get support to have such a requirement. And again, if it's only a requirement to take the exam but not to pass the exam, I think you'll have a little bit more support as well. And also emphasizing how it can be used as a recruitment tool. So we're all constantly scrapping over who's going to get those incoming freshmen. And so it can be an excellent way to draw more freshmen in to your universities or transfer students into your universities as well. Like I said, you will be hard-pressed to find any health science materials from Truman that don't talk about the CHES examination. And then this last piece on here on exam schedule and other conflicts. The CHES exam is only offered twice a year in October and April, and that does present a little bit of a challenge for us. As such, we can't have graduates who finish in August. And so even if they're finished with their coursework, their degree is not going to be until December because they can't take the exam until October. So from an employment standpoint, that can be a challenge for some of our graduates. So you really have to plan ahead about when they're going to take that examination. Additionally, the October exam is more challenging if the last semester is in the fall. That's very early in that last semester for them to be taking it. So that course when they're doing their CHES exam study sessions and things is very front-loaded in those fall semester graduates, as opposed to those in April who have a little bit more time to spread those things out. So they're not insurmountable challenges, but they're certainly challenges that do exist. Again, working with students and talking with them from the very beginning about how you're going to have to take this examination, making plans for the fact that occasionally the October test does fall in our midterm break, and the April test does come right around our spring break or our Easter break that we have. In rare circumstances, we can request exemption from our administration on campus, but I think to my knowledge, that's only happened once in the last 5 years, and it was an extreme case. So things do happen on potentially requesting an exemption. And again, we have the university requirement that our students have to take some sort of exit examination, so that's probably more of an issue for our university than what would be for other universities who don't have such requirement. That concludes everything I have. Are there any questions, or just want to wait until the end of those? Yes, Linda. No, only once. They only get to pay for it once. And again, the requirement is just that they take the examination. So even if they don't pass, at that point, it's all on them. Any other questions? Yes. I'm sorry, what was that? The exam? Sure, and I should say the course, it's not a CHES preparation course, so they're actually their program planning and evaluation course, and it's embedded into that. It is a 3-credit course, but it's not exclusively about CHES preparation. It's just embedded within that. Any other questions? Well, thank you.